production of this minutes of this 2nd of March, 7th of March.
Thank you. Any second, Honorable Mr. Okuna.
Thank you, Chair. A second.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 7th of March is really adopted. Let's look at the minutes of the 10th of March. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Can we get the mover for the adoption? Honorable Sandal. Honorable Sandal.
Yes.
Can you move for the adoption?
Yes, I can.
You are not.
I move that we adopt the minutes.
No, you had apologized. You are not. You can't adopt the minutes. You are not there.
I was there.
Yeah.
The 14th March.
No, the 10th of March. Yeah.
No, that one was passed already.
Yeah?
That one had passed already.
So can we get the those that were in the meeting? Can the Honorable Tongwane?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Second.
Honorable
Makanga.
Second.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 10th of March was duly adopted. The minutes of the 14th, Honorable Van der Dal was present.
Yes.
Page 1.
I was there already.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5 and page 6. Can we get the mover for the adoption, Honorable Folse? Honorable Folse move for the adoption, seconder?
I will second it then.
Honorable Fandala second it. Thank you very much. The minutes should be adopted. Let's look at the minutes of the 22nd of March. 2017, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. And page 9. Can we get a mover for the adoption of this minute? Honorable Tebekuru.
Mr. Chair, I move that the minister of the 22nd be adopted.
There is a mover for the adoption of the 22nd March 2017 minutes. Honorable Spain.
I'm seconding chain.
Thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted. The minutes of the 14th of May 2017, page 1.
4th of May.
4th of May, sorry.
What did I say?
Oh, you. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
Okay.
Yes?
Oh, sorry. Confusion.
Page 4. Can we get the mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of May? Honorable Tongwane.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th May.
Seconder. Honorable Klapa.
I second the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of May.
The minutes are duly adopted. Ninth of May minutes, page 1, page 2,
okay.
Page 3, page 4, page 5. Mover for the adoption, Honorable Stay.
I propose that we adopt the minutes of the 4th, the 9th of May, JP.
There is a proposal for adoption. Can we get the second up, Honorable Member? Honorable Tebekulu. Honorable Tebekulu, second. Minutes are duly adopted. The 16th of May, page 1. Page 2. Page 3 and page 4. Can we get the mover for the adoption, Honorable Fandala?
Yes, can I move that we adopt the minutes of the 9th, the 16th of May?
Yes,
I was present.
Fandala,
I was present.
Yes, I saw you.
I thought you were checking.
Any second, Honorable Mapanga?
Thanks, Chair, I second.
The minutes of the 16th May duly adopted. 19th of May, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Can you get the mover for the adoption, Honorable Chongwani?
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Second, Honorable Stay.
Second, Chair.
The minutes of 19th of May, duly adopted. The 13th of June minutes, page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, and page 5. Move up for the adoption. Honorable Mapanga.
Move for the adoption.
Second, Honorable Stay.
I'm seconding, Chair.
Minutes of the 13th of June, duly adopted.
In the previous
one. It's double the one. The other one is extra minutes. Let's look at the 20th of June, not the 13th. There is another 13th, which is a mistake of the 20th of June, page 1, page 2.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
I'm now confused. The one that we have just adopted was the one for
19
May. The one that we were discussing on the walk.
What?
I'm just checking.
13 June.
The first 13 June committee room is 35 on BRR report.
Yes.
It's the one that we just adopted.
Yes.
Okay.
But there are two of the
now
same.
Now we're on the 20th of June. Cut up.
That was 327.
Okay. Page 1.
You mustn't confuse me.
Huh?
I'm blunt. You mustn't confuse me with these things.
Page 2.
Naturally, wrong.
Point 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Can you get the mover for the adoption? Dr. Fandan.
Can I move that we adopt those minutes, Chairperson?
Second that. Honorable Kappa.
I second that we adopt the minutes of the 20th of June.
the minutes of the 20th of June duly adopted. Thank you very much. That was the first of minutes that we had. Honorable Stein.
Do you want to close, Chair, or do you want to make some...
Make a comment.
No, I'm told that was the last issue of the agenda.
Chairperson, yes, can we just get, I've just looked through the many recommendations and many reports that need to come to this department, or to this committee. The concern is that when we only adopt a lot of minutes in one batch, we get all the responses also in one batch, which makes it sometimes difficult to go through all of them and discuss it. So if there could be a request that we try and adopt minutes on a monthly basis, maybe just after a meeting every week.
Unfortunately, the time, usually we finish at exactly one when we're supposed to rush to Parliament. That's why it's become a backlog. So that's the intention, but usually we find that we have a meeting until the time of sitting. So, and in some instances, when we finish the meeting, most of members, they are gone. You don't have a quorum. You can't adopt the minutes.
Adopt for
so those are the challenges that we have. But the intention was
to
have every meeting adopt the minutes of the committee. Yes, Honorable Fanda.
Yes, my concern is just that if we adopt the minutes, then only does the recommendations come for the department. So maybe we can have a look through and then make a consolidated list of all the requests in these minutes so we can keep track on it like Honorable Stein has suggested.
So, but we have been doing that. Do you remember we called meetings for departments to come and give us the update?
Yeah.
We do that every now and then.
Okay.
So we don't lose anything to go out of hand. We check every now and then as we plan the program, as we receive the report, we are able to plan such that the meeting responds to other issues that we ask. So that's what we are doing, Honorable Member.
Okay.
The other issue that will affect our program, there is a women's conference on the 29 and 30, which all women of parliament are invited to attend. Therefore, there will not be any sitting of the committee. So, men can go to the beach if they want, but if they want, they can come to the beach. So, Honorable Fanda.
Yes, Chairperson, there was also the matter that was on our agenda and it had to deal with corruption in the fisheries department that was coming to this committee. But I see it has fallen off the agenda or off our program. May I ask why and if it can be placed back on our agenda, please?
I don't know anything that has fallen out of our agenda. We had meetings. I think in one of the meetings I was not there, where you were supposed to get announced. You were supposed to be getting briefing on the arrest that has been done in to work with the.
No, we didn't do it.
You didn't get that.
But it was on the agenda.
So,
but it's fallen off now.
Just saying the fallen off, Mrs. the chair who can remove things on the agenda. If the meeting, you see the other issue is that, as I've indicated before, that we must go and fight in our parties, that committees need more time to deal with issues. Most of the time, our meeting is 9:30 to 12, we don't deal with issues. We must rush to the city. So let's go and fight in our political parties. So we need enough time for committees. Better we're doing rush oversight. You look at, we have not even touched issues of transformation around agriculture. There are a lot of things that we have not done because of we don't have time. I think let's go all of us in the WIPARI meeting that is deciding on the agenda.
raise the concern that committees are not getting enough time to deal with issues of committees. So, because we must, in terms of the law, we must get the report, we must get the quarterly report, we must get the annual report, we must, the annual report to RRR, but in the in between other quarters and other things, you can then look at those agendas. And one of the things that make us to be behind is sometimes you call the department, they come and give the report that is irrelevant. You say, go back.
Mm.
So then it delay us in terms of processing issues again. So I think that's the issue. Honorable State?
Chairperson, for this week, are we meeting tomorrow? Because we didn't get any notices for tomorrow and what is happening, talking about delays and other things.
Actually, when there is sitting, when it's plenary, we use only Tuesday, because that's what the day we're allowed to use. Unless that we apply for other days. And it will depend on those members that are sitting in other committees. So if there is any pending issues which is urgent, we can apply for any other day. You remember at some point we took a decision as a committee that one of the things that we have not done, we are not doing it very well, is consultation with the stakeholders and resolve that Friday we'll call stakeholders. Remember? And we've been doing that. The last Friday, we were three or two people were not there. And it's embarrassing to call a stakeholder, members are not there. So I think those are the things that if we agree that we need to have stakeholder meeting on Friday, all members must be there so that they feel that we take them serious. But if it's me and two members, even they present, go to lengthy presentation. Members, they are in a hurry. They don't even ask questions. And they don't feel welcome. I think it's something that if we have to continue with that program on Friday, members must commit themselves to the meeting on Friday. And sometimes stakeholders usually they present lolo until after people they fly to one. Usually we say meeting of Friday must end up at 1 to allow members to travel. So, but by 10 o'clock members already, they are giving notes, they must go somewhere, they are moving, they are leaving, remain 2, 3, which doesn't give the value of that meeting. So I think if we still have that commitment, because there is a lot, there is a list, long list of stakeholders, we can do that. Because in the our day, the only day, by the way, that we have for committees is Tuesday. Other days you have to apply. If, and you must convince the office of the chair that there is the need to have that meeting. So sometimes they decline. There are several times that they decline when we ask to have the meetings in other days because it clashes with other committees and members. There are members who are serving in more than one committee. So that's the challenge that you have. Honorable Paulson?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, a while back, the minister went to visit the Philippi horticultural area. Now it's become a contentious issue where there are about 500 small-scale farmers involved. And I was wondering, is there anywhere in the program where we can actually fit in oversight to the area?
Yeah, I think it shouldn't be a problem. because it's around Cape Town. By the way, we said around Cape Town, we don't need a week for oversight. We can just identify a day for the meeting and say, this meeting, we're not going to help it. Let's go to Philip. So that one shouldn't be a problem. We can do that. But we have to follow the process of requesting permission from the chair, and it must get approved, like what we did with the knife now. So, yes. Honorable Van Dan?
Yes, I just want to be clear about the question I asked about the corruption in the fisheries department. It's quite important. Because we can't have those people that are implicated still working there. And I think it was on the agenda, it was on the agenda, and it was supposed to come to the committee, but it did not. So I would beg you to please put it back on our program so we can look at that. I think it's very important, and I've explained to you why it's important. There's other things that are also important that needs to be handled, but I mean, we must make time for it. It was on the agenda. It has created an expectation that we would deal with it, and now we are not. And then I just want to make sure there's no other reason why it's fallen off from the agenda, because now I'm getting worried that things get put on and taken off. It might be implicating somebody that, people don't want implicated, and I'm just worried about that now. I haven't seen any report on it. I just want to know about it. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Sir?
Yeah, Chairperson, on that, I think it's important that we do get sometimes reasons why things change. I understand that programs change because of meetings and other things, like next week the women's meeting we don't have and we need to make changes to the program, or the department is not arrived. But like, for instance, it was on our draft program that tomorrow we will be again discussing, I think, the Mpumalanga report back. That was on our original program. But things change almost suddenly on the program, and then we don't know why, and then hopefully we will get it back on the program. Chair, I would support the visit to Philippi. I think it's important. It will link into the strategies that we have about looking after agricultural land and all of this, that, and it will strengthen maybe our hand when we discuss that bill when it finally do get to us. But I would also like, Chairperson, I wrote to you about the Vrede Dairy Farm, which I think is a very important issue. And we, as this committee, was actually stopped to go and visit that Vrede Farm when we did go on oversight to the Free State. And I'm still worried about the fact that we never went there. It was on our program. We changed the program due to time. And I have requested you, Chair, via a letter that I did get confirmation that it was sent to you, that we also call those communities to find out what is happening there, Chair. So I think I would make a proposal that we go back to our original plan, where we have at least one Friday a month, where we then call stakeholders and we can do things like the oversight visit to Philippi and other things that we actually deal with stakeholder issues at an appropriate time. But then we must commit, Chair, as a portfolio to do that.
Okay, Honorable Maloy.
No, Chair, you might have realized that some of us, we are just keeping quiet and listening.
Yeah.
Because we are not sure as to in which part of the agenda are we. Are we now discussing the program of the committee?
Yeah.
I'm still talking to the Chair. Are we now discussing the program of the committee? And if so, why was it not included in the program for today's meeting, in order for us to be ready as well to come and make our own proposals? Because, you know, there are just too many things that are coming in and so on an item which is not necessarily on the agenda.
No. The Honorable Maloy, why we've spoken about the program is that we would not have the meeting. Our days of meeting is affected because of the conference that is organized. So I was telling members that our date is going to be affected by this women conference, therefore on that date we will not have a meeting. because honorable members have that process. So they then ask that to make input into those issues. They'll, all the issues would come and will, because the issue is members. If you want to do better work, let's fight in our committee, our forum, that we must get enough time to do committee work.
Yep.
Then we'll have all the time to do whatever you want to do. But there is legal requirement that you must deal with the what do you mean, the quarterly report. And in the quarterly report, by the way, you are supposed to deal with all the plans that you approve as parliament. And because of time, we don't even have time to deal with the entity's plan. We end up dealing with department quarterly report only. Because of the time, we will meet from half past nine to 12 o'clock or up to 1 o'clock. Actually, in most instances, we overlap even to past 1, eating members lunchtime. So that is the issue. We have not, since we have arrived here, we have not oversight on entities in the best that we can do in getting the reports from the entities. Because of these other things that are coming in and out. But there is other forum, there is other alternative measures to oversight on issues. Like the issue of dairy, Honorable Sudain, you can write the letter to the minister. That constituency, you can go to that constituency as a member, and you can invite the department to that area. So the same thing could happen to Honorable Maloyi. With that one of yours, the same thing can happen. You call the department, take, if there is issues again of corruption, go to the, as a member of parliament, you have the right to go to the works, give them evidence, ask them to go in and investigate on the matter. Those are legislative powers that we have as members. So because this time, would not do everything that we want to do as members. So I want us to understand. Actually, we are trying to push that we have to get report of the of entities. Now we must come and deal with the ARC, which was very good in terms of getting clean audits. Now they've went down. They are now qualified because we don't oversight on them on the 3 months as required by legislation. We only focus on the department. So the problem is the time is not chair's problem. If chair gets enough time, we'll discuss everything that is on the agenda, honorable members. And that's the story. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
Thank you.